Hey everybody, episode 91, Hella Bass, Bass Fishing Podcast. This week, we're finishing up that second chance giveaway after last week, talking about Christmas wish lists, and have Doug Limmervine from the SmackDown Outdoors Podcast. Good entertaining stream, lots of fun. Hope you guys enjoy the episode. This week, the Hella Bass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HellaBass15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less. All right. Thursday night, Hella Bass Live this week, special edition with Doug. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I just, last night we jumped on Straycast. It got too late. I didn't want to worry about trying to like start a stream after theirs, and I didn't know how late it was going to go. And then I realized I missed all you guys and I wanted to do a stream and didn't want to go without. And I wanted to do the giveaway and get all caught up. And so, and I might have to travel for work next week. So thought we would squeeze in a Thursday nighter instead of a Wednesday nighter. What's up, everybody? I guess how is the video and sound? Because usually Doug's the first one to chime in chat. So we got to ask we got to pull the crowd since you're not the first one.
Sounds good on my end. There we go.
All right. Looks like some people got their Black Friday shipments from Tackle Warehouse recently. So that's cool.
Were they having a big sale or something? I can't remember.
I mean, everybody had a sale this past weekend. I saw it on Straycast. I know a few other people. I saw a few other people in chat. I don't know how many. Straycast is an acquired taste. It's a little different. All right, let's see who's all here. Aiden, what's up? Jackson, Jay, Darius, Jerry, Brian, Sean, Daniel, Warren, Patty, too many to even count. What's up, everybody? Good to see you guys. Matthew's box got delayed. Well, you know, depending on where you live, like I'm not going bass fishing anytime soon. So what's up, Sly Fox? Yeah, they did have a few bonus 30% offs that were pretty nice. So that's pretty cool. I saw Debo highlight a few of those, which is cool. What's up, Carl? All right. Awesome. Yeah, we got people rolling in. There's already 40 some people. All right. I guess while we're warming up, I just want to shout out Arsenal Fishing, like we always do, for supporting the show and the channel. Can't do it without them. Looking forward to keeping that going. And I appreciate all you guys. I think overall there was like 200 and some people that purchased some stuff from Arsenal this year using my code, which is pretty impressive, I think. So thank you all that supported, you know, checked them out, gave them a chance, and tried some of their stuff.
I'm looking at getting some of those new bags that he's got, the bait bags.
Yeah.
I like them because they're clear. Like I use the Strike King ones or whatever, or the Plano ones, but you can't see them, so you got to write on them. That, you just be right in them. Love it.
Yeah, I pretty much switched out all of those to the battalion bags versus the like the Ziplocs. So
yeah.
What's up, Jesse? Talked to you last night. Hope you're feeling well. Brian's got himself a nice sweet new Dobbins on the way. Gymnastics meet. Yeah, we haven't. I had a mock meet or a prep meet on Monday night, but we're going to be in. Got a hockey tournament in Owatonna this weekend, and that's like hockey, soccer, gymnastics every weekend coming up. So, yes, it does support. It does help me out, you know, whether it's at Omnia or Arsenal or any other place like Super K Jigs. There is a benefit for me if you guys use the code. So it really works out great. You guys save a little cash. There's a benefit for me. Keeps the channel going, allows me to get, you know, new LED lights and cameras and mics and new GoPros and all kinds of things like that to do, you know, better and better with the production. So that's where most of the money goes. What's up, Bo? Good to see you. Bo's been catching him on Instagram lately. I've seen him post some good ones, even though the weather's cooling down for him. He's been catching some good ones.
Where is he located?
I forget where Bo is. Bo, you have to let us know in the chat. I can't remember where everybody is from. What's up, Tom? Let's see here. So what else do we want to talk about? So we do got this box right here, which is going to be the second chance, last chance giveaway. And so for those that are new, weren't here last week when Brian and I gave away like hundreds and hundreds of dollars of tackle. What I decided is the people that listening on podcast or catch the replay, they weren't there for that. So I put together another special box of my stuff to give away for all the replay squad and the podcast people. So all that they do was leave a comment on last week's stream and then they're in it. And so this is kind of the, you know, or if you were there and you just didn't win, you could still have, you know, one last chance. So, so Bo's in Northwest Indiana.
Okay.
It's like Bayou Burner's a little down and out. Hopefully you get well soon, buddy. Because like the fishing and the outdoors is getting good where you are, so hopefully you can get back on your feet and get out and enjoy it.
Yeah, so far so good for me. I've been able to avoid the Rona, but yeah,
same here. A couple head colds, but other than that, yeah. Good reminder, John. If you guys enjoy the channel, enjoy the stream. Just watching is awesome, but if you guys can, you know, just kind of tap that little thumbs up every now and then, this helps more people find the channel and lets us all help each other share more people and help more people suck less. So,
oh, yeah. Tell them about being a member too.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, good point. We do have several members tonight. Doug's actually a member. He signed up last week or the week before. That's awesome. Appreciate the support, Doug.
No problem.
Yeah, so here we see Backlash Pro. He's got this little icon, and I'm moving my mouse on the screen and you can't see it. So I don't know why I'm pointing at it, but I am. I thought this was like PowerPoint, like I'm presenting at work. I'm like, so here, so actually right here,
there you go.
That little badge signifies that Backlash Pro is a member and he supports the channel on a little bit higher level. So there should be under the stream a join button or a link in the description that says join. And that comes with some perks, some custom emojis, custom badge. And then I have some members only content and early videos, and I'm going to get into doing some member only stream real soon. So there's a lot more stuff coming out, and I'm just going to look for more and more creative ways to give more stuff back. And if you're a winner in a drawing, I'm going to throw in extra gift cards for those, if they're members. So it's kind of like a bonus structure to that. let's say Critical Gravy, John Russell has caught my first bass on the new Omnirod square bill. Thanks for the advice. Sweet. Which one did you get? I forget. Which one? Is that the 735 or the 705? I'm not sure what he grabbed or which rod, but that's awesome. And here, you can't see it on StreamYard, but if you look in the actual YouTube chat, these are all the custom emojis. Daniel's flexing. So hopefully StreamYard connects that and we can see the custom emojis on the screen. But there's some fun stuff. We actually need to do a couple more. Now that we've got a few more members, I can add a few more custom emojis. So we'll probably do like a poll in the members only dashboard community, and we'll kind of take some ideas and we'll kind of custom emojis to throw up.
There's got to be a visor in there somewhere, isn't there?
There is already a visor. Yeah. Brian, what's up? Glad your battery's charged. Fishing with Gramps in the house. Fishing with Gramps is kicking out some content lately. He's been streaming a lot. Jason, hunting trip South Dakota. Nice. It's been just warming up. The people are still getting out there. I've just been too busy to take advantage of the weather. Brad's going to grab himself a champion. Yeah, that's the champion jig rod. Probably quickly became one of my favorite rods that I bought this year, and it's a good one.
See, I'm glad that Omnia actually has Dobbins now, so I can actually look at them without trying to find them somewhere.
Have you swung in and held any yet?
No, I actually haven't been in. I know you always give me kind of crap for it, but I literally work like a mile away, so I stop in after work. But no, I haven't yet. It's been a while since I've been in there, but yeah, I'm gonna check them out. Probably give one a shot. Why not? I don't have any rod sponsors.
Even for me, like there's so many rods in those lineups. It's nice for me to get in and get my hands on some of them as well. So
Do you get much, do they ever ask you about helping out with a rod or any feedback or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, when they were placing their orders, I kind of gave them some advice on some things and things like that. And, obviously I answer a ton of questions for people that have questions. They slide into my Instagram DMs or leave comments on the videos or things like that. So happy to help anybody with any Dobbins questions. So David's thrown out early Merry Christmas. I'll allow it now that we are in December. Right. I will allow the Christmas music, the Christmas lights and that kind of stuff.
The turkey has had its day. Let Santa come in.
Matthew just got himself a 735 glass champ. Yeah, for the people that like glass rods, they really love those. I'm not a glass guy, but I know the people that like the glass love them.
They're just too heavy, and I like feeling everything that's going on, and glass just dampens it way too much.
And I think a part of that is, like, we have so much grass up here, and that's why I really like the graphite, because I can feel when I get a little grass, and I feel like I can rip it free a little bit. And I know a lot of people more in other parts of the country prefer the glass. So,
right.
So Doug,
yeah,
if you guys haven't met Doug, you probably see him in the chat as SmackDown Outdoors. He runs a YouTube channel and primarily a pod. He started in the podcast arena. I've been doing that quite a while, and then kind of like opposite me, where I started with YouTube and then kind of the podcast was the spinoff. Podcast you spun off YouTube, so maybe tell people what you cover, because like if you're just a bass guy like I am, Doug's a little more worldly in the outdoors. He covers a little broader topic.
Right. Actually, it's funny because I started out with the YouTube thing way back in the day, like a decade ago or whatever it was. Tried the TV thing, and I just tell people, hey, I'm a failed TV and YouTube star. So I've always liked teaching people things, and I listen to podcasts, watch podcasts, this, that, and the other. And I know so many people in the industry that one day I just said, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start a podcast. So I just bought a mic, started talking into it, getting comfortable with it, this, that, and the other. And about a week later, I just started booking guests. And November 5th of 2018 was when I first released officially the podcast. But we talk fishing. It's heavy fishing. And depending on what time of year, it's either like right now we'll start talking a lot of ice fishing, but we talk walleye, we'll talk bass, we'll talk fly fishing, we'll talk hunting, we'll talk, I've had trappers on, authors. So it's a real heavy fishing, but I do throw in the occasional something else. So you know, if you're just a bass guy, sure, come check it out, listen to it, help me out with the analytics and the numbers. But don't expect me to just talk bass every single week. It was a little heavy in the bass this year because I was fishing a league and we did kind of sort of well. I have a little plaque back there. I got to throw a humble brag back there. Got a little plaque. But yeah, so if you like the outdoors, you like podcasts, I live stream every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. And then you can catch it, you know, later on in audio version as well. So, and then I'm going to get into videos, like YouTube-y videos and whatnot, hopefully starting in January. I really want to start getting into that so I can build that subscriber base and just get more information out.
Yeah. So if that sounds of interest to you, Doug's about a halfway to 1,000. Subscribers. So if you're kind of a worldly outdoorsman, you don't get offended by ice fishing and walleyes like I do, check them out, give them a listen, and help him get to 1,000 so he can find out how little revenue you actually get from YouTube. And then
I mean, it's one of those things. It's like, hey, even if it's a 25 cent check a month, at least I'm getting paid for the stuff that I do.
You're one closer. Gramps is in the house.
Appreciate it, Gramps. Thank you.
Dadbot Angler, deep diving crankbaits and small glides. I think what you'd have to probably do, and what I've heard people say, is I think you'd go with the 795 swim bait rod. I guess it depends on how small a glides you're talking about, but probably the 795 swim bait rod. It's got a parabolic action. I know guys throw A-rigs on it. I know people throw big deep diving crankbaits on it. I feel like I got a sneeze and I'm fighting off here. Other than that, yeah, that's about it. Otherwise, maybe like a 733, but then you're probably going to be on the lighter side. You probably wouldn't throw much, maybe over like a DT10 or like a really small swim bait, but a little bit limited. Those are probably the two that I would look at.
I got a question when it comes to deep diving crankbaits and casting. What size, like I'm a Daiwa guy, I love the Tutula. Should I be looking at a 200 size or a 300, or does it really not matter?
For a swim bait rod?
No, for a deep diving crankbait.
Probably a 200. I think it's plenty sufficient for me, especially around here, right? Like most of the stuff we do in Minnesota, like even though you're making long casts and trying to hit stuff, it's pretty rare that you can really line up and really like send one like you could like on a Kentucky Lake ledge and really like, you know, if you really send it, you're probably going to be in the weeds unless you can really line it up just right. So, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, Matthew agrees the 795. Let's see.
John, I am in Minnesota, not that far from Hella.
Yeah, he's northwest side. Just down the road from Arsenal Fishing Headquarters, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's not too far away.
Yeah, so that's Doug. So I just thought we would talk about a few things tonight. Isn't the ice show this weekend?
Yeah, St. Paul Ice Fishing Show starts tomorrow, I think at
1 o'clock. Are you heading down there into the madness, or what's your stance on this show?
I'll be going. We'll see how busy it gets. The problem with it is if you get like I'm going down there for a couple booths, just like two booths, spend about 4 hours at each. But if it gets too busy to where it's just packed, it's like salmon running down a stream. You can't go anywhere. You can't stop off in this booth and that booth. So if it gets really, really crazy, I'll probably just leave for the day or go find something to do, go grab some lunch and then come back later. But yeah, I'll go down there, see how it is. I was at the Blaine show. It was pretty busy. I'm not too worried about certain things going on. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I heard Capra's, or I saw, isn't sending their booth down. They're just going to have show specials at their store.
Okay. There's actually Fraybill Plano not going to be there.
Nice.
So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's
yeah. So you're going to probably like go down in the morning and then try to duck out before the Sobe meetup gets and get out of there.
Oh, does Sobe got a meetup going on?
Yeah. I think Saturday there's a Sobe meetup. So if you
stay
as far away from the clam area during that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go bum around upstairs in the Wilkins Arena where it's always dead. So yeah, if anybody's going out of this group, the one or two of you that might, there is like a third floor. So go check that out as well.
So what booths are you going to be in if somebody wants to meet the great Doug Libervine?
Saturday morning, Friday, I'm just going to be roaming around. Same with Sunday. Saturday morning, I'll be at Norfin clothing, ice suits and boots and whatnot. And then I'll be at the Northland Tackle booth at some point throughout the weekend. Probably kind of pop in and out of there for a little bit here, a little bit there. So if you see me, I'll have some stickers with, some logo stickers. So, yeah.
Tom, I'm not sure what you're saying. What action do I recommend? It's a, like, what is the?
Well, do you recommend a medium heavy or a heavy? And I think he meant power, didn't he?
Like what kind of reel or gear? I'm not sure what you're asking, Tom, because the rod is what it is. So I don't. So maybe rephrase your question. Brian wants you to educate me. Look at Brian watching on the Facebook instead of the YouTube tonight.
Nice.
Yeah, the power of the rod is asking what is the power? It's a swim bait. The Fury only comes in a swim bait rod at the 7.9. So it's a 7.9 medium heavy fast is what it is. It's rated for 1 to 5 ounce baits. I don't know if that answers your question or not, Tom. All right. Yeah. Tell me why I should be ice fishing and what I'm missing out on.
Just hanging out, catching fish. I mean, here's the deal. It depends on how you want to ice fish. You know, there's a lot of people that say ice fishing is boring. That depends on how you ice fish. If you're sitting in a house in one place, hanging out all day, fishing that one hole, yeah, it can get boring. But a lot of times if I'm pan fishing, we're drilling tons of holes, moving around, chasing fish. So it's you can actually get kind of a workout doing that and be tired at the end of the day. So it just depends on what you want out of it. Do you want to just sit back, chill, have a couple beers and hang out with your buddies? You can do that. If you want to just go out and catch a ton of fish and chase them around, you can do that. So it's kind of like bass fishing. Do you know, smallmouths will say, do you want to sit on that one rock for a half hour and try to catch that one fish? Or do you want to move around and, you know, hit rock pile after rock pile after rock pile kind of thing?
Yeah, I've been ice fishing. I ice fished as a kid all the way up through college. I just
Well,
lost interest.
Well, I'll take you if you want to come with. That's fine.
Here's my stance. If people want to call me when they're biting and the shack's heated up, I'll show up. But I don't really have any interest in like the process at this point.
If I got to take more than three steps out of my truck to get to the warm,
like I don't want to go on like an expedition and like go hunting for them all day. I want to go harvesting. Yeah.
Well, with live scope and mega live and all that stuff and 360, it does not take long to get on fish anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So Thomas, we're just kind of hanging out, talking to you, Doug here from SmackDown Outdoors. We are going to open the second chance box and give this away. I also got this little black box here that somebody sent me that wanted me to do a review on this thing. So we're going to open it up and just take a little peek at it, and then I'll do a further review. So we'll look at this together. That'll be of interest. And then we're going to cover some wish list items. I asked Doug, and I think we'll do this with all the guests in December, as people kind of come up with their wish list items. So maybe give you guys some ideas of things you guys want to put on your wish list to tell your loved ones on what you want for fishing in the outdoors. So that's just something, a constant theme. We're gonna give away that box, and we're just gonna hang out, answer questions. So there's not kind of a light agenda. This kind of a makeup stream for being gone last night on the straight cast. I have no idea about the Intensa rods. Maybe if Brian's in the chat, he can answer that for you. Everybody's kin. right. Ian, I have not used the Dobbins Bullshad rod, and I'm not sure that they have that one at Omni yet, but if they do, I will. That's one of the rods that I would definitely like to get my hands on if they get it in. Iowa checking in. Thomas, a member from Iowa.
They do not have anything under Bullshad in the search.
Yeah. Good point. It does take a long time to cut enough ice where you can cast. I did do something fun on the ice yesterday to make a TikTok or a YouTube short, so we'll see. I gotta edit that up. So Brian's got the Bullshad rod, says he likes it so far. I would imagine it's a pretty good rod. Like Mike Buca is pretty legit. Like, he is really into what he does. He hand tests all his swim baits, and the fact that he collaborated with Gary, I'm sure the rod is right. I have no doubt that it's going to be a sweet rod.
I was just going to ask. It sounds like it's a big, big bait rod.
All right. This is an excellent question, Matt Deitch, from the Midwest podcast, or Midwest Angler podcast.
Yep. What's up, Matt?
I would wear a visor and then stretch the stocking cap over it, much like I do in my late fall fishing videos.
So what started the visor thing? It's just
that the normal hats, I don't know if I have any normal hats, that they just don't fit my head. Like, like a standard, pretty typical hat. Like, when I put it on, like, it's touching the top of my head, and it's like this far above my ears, and it's like maxed out, and I don't know.
All right. So you got a taller head. I got a wider head. So.
I have both. I'm at the usually got two pegs. It doesn't fit over top of my head.
See, I can't do the visor thing because, yeah.
Sure you can. You just, this, like, I always hood up.
I got three visor. Yeah.
So. Yeah, Nick, didn't you catch a walleye? I think you saw, you posted a walleye on Facebook, if I remember right.
Yeah, if you can get out onto Mille Lacs. You can, I believe December 1st is the start of the new year. So if you can get out of Mille Lacs in a boat or ice fishing for that matter, I believe you can start harvesting again. So
like that, how many, does that mean they can keep like two or?
It's one fish. yeah, I know, right? I know. One fish from 21 to 23 inches or one over 28. So you can keep, I don't know. I'm not a huge fish eater. I love eating fish. I just don't eat a lot because I don't want to bring them home and just cook them for me, because the wife does not like fish. So I don't ever really pay attention to slot limits and keeping and whatnot. Yeah. So yeah, when I do go like keep fish, it's like a trip with a bunch of buddies. So it's like, that's right. We got to pay attention to slot limits. I forgot about that.
And we're going to eat them. Most of them are just going to be that weekend, right? They're just going to get.
Yep. Yeah. Well, same way. Yeah, we'll have a fish fry that, each night or something like that.
And I'm always, flying around. Like, I'm always, fishing until the very last minute of when I need to be at a ball game or home or going somewhere or until dark. And then by that time, I don't want to clean one or two fish or whatever. Like,
yeah.
So So typically if I do, it's like when I'm up at the state tournament or I'm at a cabin or something like that for the weekend or something, then I'm a little more likely. But yeah, typically I just throw them back. But I do love fish to eat them. But I just, my dad usually gives me enough crappie from his time in Texas in the South that he gives me a freezer bag full, and that usually gets me by.
Yeah, my fish eating is kind of like your ice fishing. The least amount of work that I have to do, the more likely I am to eat it. So,
just for you, Thomas.
Yeah.
just a rally visor.
Just some sort of
LaCroix,
the series. It's like a cherry limeade type of deal. So,
look at Reeling with Regal jumping from Facebook over to YouTube to see what it was all about.
Oh yeah. You know, the viewing experience is actually better on YouTube anyway. You can actually stream it or watch it in like 1080.
Yeah.
Or Facebook is 720. Stupid.
It's just that the chat interface is a little better. I think there's a lot of things. Yep. I don't know. You kind of started your streaming on Facebook and then kind of went over to Facebook or YouTube.
Right. Yeah. I started out, my first live stream was my phone on a shelf pointed at me and the guest with a lav mic run to the middle of the table. It worked. It did fine. And then after a while, I wanted to get, you know, more exposure and this and that and spread out. So then I went to the StreamYard and then, nobody will notice. I started streaming multiple places. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah.
We're here for you. One, here's a pro tip. Like if you guys come in late to a stream or you watch like BTL and you come in a little bit late, you can actually rewind it. And then if you go in the upper, if you're on your mobile device, it's the three little dots. And if you're on a screen, it's the little gear. Mm-hmm. And you can set it to like 1.25 or 1.5 speed. So if you come in 10 minutes late, you can rewind, set it to 1.25, 1.5, and you'll play it at 25 or 50% until it catches up and it'll go back to 100%.
All right. Thank you for that. Cause I've known it's there, but I've never thought about it. And I come into streams late all the time and it's like, well, I want to watch it live, but I want to see what they were talking about. Yeah. So thanks for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that also then like on a show like BTL where they actually run commercials, then you can skip ahead during the commercials and get caught back up too.
Okay.
Well, I can see where that would be. If we were standing next to each other, it'd be a little easier because I'm much taller than Doug is. But
yeah, much, much, much taller.
And you can tell by his full hat that he doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. All right. What's up, everybody? A bunch of people joining in. What should we talk about next? Oh, speaking of tourney, you talked about your tourneys and your plaque.
Yeah.
Tell everybody why you are so amazing in tourney fishing that you're retiring and not fishing tourneys this year.
Because I had a great tournament partner. Yeah. And I figured I'd go out on top like John Elway. No, I fished the Greenhorn Bass Tour, the Greenhorn Division, which is like the beginner's division, as far as tournaments and whatnot are concerned. I mean, I've fished bass basically my entire life, never super heavy until I got into this last year. I fished it solo last year. Rich would not leave me alone about it. And I told him, look, I just want to see how good I am as a bass fisherman. Took 12th out of like 25 boats for the year, whatever. But Clay Hansen, he fished it solo as well last year. He took second overall. And then he sent me a message one day in the winter going, hey, have you signed up for anything? I said, no. He goes, you want to fish together? Took me about 10 seconds to decide. Yeah, I'll fish with the guy that took number two solo. But yeah, so we did really, really well this year. We got a first, a second, a third, a fifth, and a tenth, and then took team of the year. So, nice. The reason I'm not fishing next year is, thank you very much. The reason I'm not fishing next year is we're actually looking at moving, January 2023. So there's a lot of things around the house I need to do. And you know, it's one of those things where people do not realize how much time it takes to fish a league. I did the weekend walleye series, the AIM weekend walleye series for 3 years, and pre-fishing, you know, rigging stuff, constantly messing with things, this, that, and the other. I mean, I did not fish for fun all year until after the season was completely done. So this next year, it's going to be a lot of fishing for fun and this and that. Try some different things again. Go back to maybe fish some walleye or whatever. But I need to do things around the house to get ready to move. So I'm going to take the year off and then probably be back in it the next year.
Fishing is not made to be fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. The only person I fished with all year except for opener was Clay. Other than that, I fished with a buddy on opener. Other than that, it was just Clay. I don't think I fished with anybody else all year long. So I want to fish with more people.
Yeah. And this is another like good tip. When you're listening to somebody down south, 25% makes them sound normal instead of really slow. So when you listen to those deep down south podcasts, it's even like whether it's on YouTube or on your app, you pump that up to 20-30% and it gets them back to a normal speaking tone.
That is true.
Assuming we're talking about crankbaits, John. So you're talking, you know, if it has a split ring like this vintage original Wigglewort and Baby Bass, I will tie to the ring or directly to the ring. If it's missing the ring, I'll gladly put a snap on it. A lot of times on my topwaters and stuff where I know I might change them or something, I'll take the ring off and clip the snap. Or crankbaits that don't have split rings, I will use a snap. But I would never connect a snap to a split ring because then you got two moving joints. And it kind of affects the way the action was at least designed by the manufacturer. Now, it could be better. It could be worse. I think in most cases it would be worse. There's probably some baits that it probably would make them like come alive or something. But it's not the way they were designed. So that's my theory.
But don't be afraid to try it. What the heck? That's how I see it.
What's up, Aiden? You ever fish the Reeling with Rigo wants to know if you ever fished the Croy for walleyes.
Yeah, jerk baits. I fished the St. Croix. That was actually our very first tournament this year, and Clay caught a ton of walleyes during the tournament, just on throwing Megabass jerkbaits right up on the bank, rockier the better. Other than that, I don't know, jigging a minnow on structure, I guess. I don't know. My boat is not a fan of the St. Croix River right now.
Sorry, I blacked out. Were you guys talking about something?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. Like, I think coming in tonight, we were less than 10 away from 6,000 subscribers. So we'll get there soon.
You've had good growth this last year, my friend. Very good growth.
So John, did you start with liked it and now it's distracting? Which way did you go? So sometimes I just have the lights on, but now I kind of put them on a slow change, just kind of see if that was a... cool. What LED lights? Well, depending on how many bush lights you've had, these ones right here that are changing colors, and then you can kind of see the glow of them over here as well. The doctor's in the house, so we're okay. If something goes wrong, we have a doctor here.
Who's the doctor? JJ?
JJ from Iowa.
Gotcha. You guys got any ice in Iowa yet?
I would doubt it. We barely have ice here anymore.
I know. I'm bumming. I'm bumming. I was hoping.
Like, all the ponds had looked like you could have walked on them last week, and now I threw a frog across the pond for fun the other day, and it broke the ice when it hit. So,
yeah. About an hour and a half, 2 hours north of the cities, and you can find some ice. But be careful. Bring all your safety equipment with. Do not fish alone. And don't worry. They'll still be there in, like, 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, better yet, drive 4 hours north and then go fishing if you really need to.
Either way. Still kind of sketchy up there even, too. So,
yeah, that's the thing. We started to skim and actually had, like Crystal Lake, the last time I went out fishing, right by the ramp, I pulled up a chunk of ice, and it was probably 3/4 to an inch thick. And now it's probably gone, I would imagine. Got into throwing flat sides this year. A little bit. I started playing around with the OG Slim, and another buddy of mine, Steve, has done really well in the OG Slim. And I threw it a little bit this fall and didn't catch a ton, but I really liked the way it felt and kicked and came through stuff. So that's one I got on my list that I want to throw more, is the OG Slim. The other one that I've liked in the past that I've done pretty well is the Sixth Sense was it Crush Flat 75, 77, something like that.
Yeah, I'm a Bagley guy. I mean, I use a lot of other stuff too, but I like the flat, the B2 flat balsa. It doesn't cast a super long distance, or maybe I just don't have my rod and reel set up real good for it, but the action's really good around those rocky areas and whatnot. And if you roll it slower than you would anything else, it works better. Like, I fish it way too fast, and then I'll remember, slow it down. I slow it down, and then I'll start catching some fish. They also got some pretty cool colors coming out next spring. So,
dude, we're about to hit 100. We're creeping on it. We're 100 between Facebook and YouTube, but we're at like 98, I think, on YouTube, which is awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, so the Fritz 5 is also a good one. I caught some fish early in the year, and I caught a few fish. One thing I will say is, like,
you're missing make part sure of that
bait, accurate sir. Because I've had trouble breaking a few bills on these. But other than that, a really good bait. I haven't tried the big one. Yeah. Corey says the flat 75.
I keep trying to
find it. I wouldn't walk out there right now, Jason.
No. I keep trying to find that the OG in that purple. It's got that purple on it. And because I want to actually try that for
that big walleye. Shad, or is that that one?
It's the OG Slim. It's just I don't know what it's called. Yeah, yeah. What is that? Actually, I don't know. I'll find it here.
Yeah, and the tiny OG tiny is supposed to be coming out, and I've got my Omnia has them loaded into their system, and I've got my notifications on, so when they get them in, then I'll try to grab some of those OG tinies.
It's a four, man. That thing.
And as soon as I buy mine and order them, and then I will share them on Instagram and tell the rest of you about them.
Yeah, that's the big shad. It's called purple top, yellow stripe, pearl.
Yeah. That's the kind of that custom color that Ott came up with.
Yeah.
Aya says the Farmer's Almanac is causing for another polar vortex in Texas again.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Which maybe means all those big fish in Texas will eat like crazy again.
I want to go down there so bad. But yeah, life gets in the way.
All the burly guys. Yeah. So I'm kind of treading on other people a little bit because I'm streaming on my wrong night. But what rod do I throw the flat sides on? Mostly my 704. So the Champion 704 CB. I definitely like the OG is a little bit bigger. I definitely would probably throw that on my new Cadence 735. But like a Fritz size 5, I would definitely throw that on the 704 because it's a little smaller.
So that's something I gotta get.
The Crush flat, you could throw that on either one of them for sure.
That's something I need to do is get a little more tech. I mean, I've tried to get a little more technical each year with rod, reel, and bait setups, but that's definitely something when it comes to crankbaits I got to work on.
Good point. I could use you as a wake bait now, that cracked bill.
I keep trying wake baits, but I can't catch anything on them. I don't know.
Back in the day, I used to wreck them on gull on a little, I don't have it here anymore. I put them in my box when I went down to Louisiana, but the OG man's 1-. I got a chick magnet, I bought one. I didn't end up throwing it when I was down in Louisiana. A lot of people are saying the big shad is dope. Oh, yeah, sure, Mike. Send me a DM or something on Instagram or an email. Yeah, Jackal's bringing the bling back, which is popular. So North Crow Wing County, 3 to 4 inches, small lakes, out fishing. I'm probably learned a few things from Tom back when I was really young. We were in the same bass club, lived really close to each other, fished with him a few times. But I wouldn't say he taught me everything I know by any stretch, Ryan. Got 4 foot, $3 each. Nice. Yeah. And actually, like,
wow.
Wasn't the Fritz? They had a couple colors of Fritz, but they actually had OG Slims in the bargain bin for a while at Omnia. And then using your code, you get them for really cheap.
I have too many baits, too many crankbaits as it is.
Jacob wants to know, what's your favorite color Senko for catching giant bass?
My favorite color Senko. I will actually give a shout out. I mean, I love flipping Texas rig stuff, blah blah blah. I will give Jacob a shout out because I was in there one day and I said, hey, pick me out some stuff, and I'm going to just whatever, pick me out some baits. And he got me some of those bigger adrenaline craws in that black and purple, the one with the, you know, real dark purple one. And I use that flipping, you know, the thick stuff, and boy, that worked. So appreciate that very much, sir. So, but yeah, I don't know. I've kind of gone from, you know, fishing real, real shallow to now this year with Clay fish, teaching me how to fish deep. All my big fish seem to come in the jungle, flipping, you know, just flipping the grass.
Nice. Ain't no shame in that game.
No, it's fun too.
I think it might be you, Chris. I haven't heard anybody else say anything about the discount code for Omnia is coming up on the screen real soon, right here. Here it comes. HB December 15, Fish and Fix.
Oh, wait.
I had Doug have your old Cedarwood. I don't know if Doug has, but I got.
Did I sell one? I have not. No, I have not. I'd love to get my hands on some because I've seen them, you know, YouTube videos and this and that and the other. I haven't thrown pose anything, but I would love to.
Did I get?
I mean, I like balsa, so I'd love to throw some cedars and just kind of see what the difference are if they're. I suppose you couldn't really compare it to anything, unless it's the exact same shape and exact same size. Yeah, there's nothing like that. I think I've seen you talk about them and then somebody else. That, I think, would probably take a pretty good rod because that bill looks like it would get deep, nice and deep down there.
Yeah, so. they do get kind of deep, but not super deep, but they pull like a, you know what? Like they're
well, that bill's the size hard. Of a trash can.
Yeah. I actually sold like a whole tackle box of them for like 20 or 40 bucks or something this winter. Just got rid of a bunch of them because I just knew I wasn't going to use them.
You ever watch Retro Bassin on YouTube?
Yeah, a little bit. Yep. Actually, he's on my list of people to have on a stream.
Yeah, I keep meaning. There's so many people I keep meaning to like. I should get a hold of that guy. I should get a hold of that guy. Whatever.
We're way over 100 now. Thanks, everybody. Nice. Yeah, what's up, Fish in the Southeast? Not too much. We've just been kind of chatting. We haven't got into the giveaways or any of the openings yet, so that'll be coming up here pretty quick. So far, I like it. I haven't caught a ton of fish on it just because I'm not a super huge cranker and just the time of the year and the bodies of water, but I really like it so far. So, I mean, I have no reason to believe it's going to be really good for me. I just haven't got on the right bite yet. There you go. Serpent Lake, you can boat on one end and ice fish the other.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't thrown them yet, but I grabbed a couple. Because I actually got a hold of the, what is the sixth sense? The Swank 77. And I threw that a little bit on Pickwick, not this November, but last November. And I was going to buy this one to do a comparison video. I just haven't got around to it yet, but I haven't thrown the Hybrid Hunter yet.
Is that supposed to be like a wake bait, shallow stuff type of deal?
Yeah, it's supposed to really come through grass.
Okay.
I guess it like doesn't dive. It like stays really horizontal. And the way that this wide kick, it pushes the grass off and you can kind of like worm it through. Like, I guess it really works really well against around hydrilla. Todd Castledine and a few other guys are really big proponents. They throw them a ton in Texas. It's got like an obnoxiously loud rattle. Jeez. To it, different action. I don't know. I haven't played around with it, but there's some people that really swear by them in certain conditions. A couple people saying that they like the Corey says the Hybrid Hunter has been better than the Swank for him. So I have only thrown the Swank. I haven't thrown the Hybrid Hunter yet. Jacob wants to know what's your favorite balsa crank.
I don't know if you can beat a B1 or a B2, really. I mean,
I actually caught in practice a couple really nice fish on the Killer B2, the old ones. I bought some off eBay.
Yeah, for me, I love cranking deep. That's when I really love cranking. So I just throw in that big old balsa, throw it out as far as I can, drag that thing, just pound it into the bottom. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of my standby. Even shallow, I'll throw one on and I'll just reel it slower. Keep my rod tip a little higher. I don't mess around with a lot of small crankbaits too often. For me, it's throw a big one on, try to get that big bite. And sometimes it works. Most of the time it doesn't, but, you know.
Yeah, I would say a jig, a jerkbait, probably a blade bait.
I'd love to answer that, but I've never fished 44-degree water unless it's standing on top of ice, so...
I don't know. What am I kidding you about? I'm not sure what you're talking about, Sly Fox.
Yeah, that was from a while ago, I think.
Rich at richlingren.com. Clay, I think it is. Like, honestly, like for a long time, my favorite rods were my HP or Champion Extreme 745s. And to me, the jig rod 744 is really close to those. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think the HP 745s are worth the extra $100 over the jig rod. Oh, man. Chat's too fire. We got to just...
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. It's just like your shows.
It depends on the show.
I have a big O here somewhere. I don't know that I've thrown it, but I'm pretty sure I've got one here.
Hey, Jacob, if you're still watching, what is your favorite balsa bait? Or anybody else that's watching, what's your favorite balsa bait to throw?
Is that a Norman or a big O? I'm not sure. That might be a Norman. I'm not sure. It's similar.
See, I'm just not a tackle junkie. Like, I know what a lot of stuff looks like. I've heard of a lot of stuff. I've seen it, but I couldn't tell you. Like, if you'd have shown me that Poe, I would have had no idea
what the name of it is. I'm pretty sure this is the only Poe's I have left, Sly Fox.
I like buying them. I like using them, but I don't know much about them.
Yeah, what's up with the boom boom rods? So the story of the boom boom rods is, my understanding, what I've heard, is that Fred's still with Dobbins. Green rods didn't sell very well, mass market. And basically, the boom boom rods are essentially green Champion XPs for the most part. And they're just clearing them out. And when they're gone, they're gone. So if you like the Champion XP rods and you want to get them for $100 off, and don't mind green, a heck of a deal. You can get them right direct from the Dobbins website.
What would you use a boom boom? What would you use that rod for?
He has a whole series. There's the 736 of the frog rod. He's got, I think, a 705 crank rod. I mean, there's like six or eight models. They're all, I think there's only one that's actually any different than an actual Champion model. But so you can basically just get a green Champion XP off direct from the site.
Gotcha.
I did not co-found Arsenal. I have no ownership stake in Arsenal. So,
wish I did.
803. Did you mean 806, Phil? I think. I have a couple black labels that I picked up for my trip down Louisiana. I caught a few fish on them. They're actually pretty similar to the old Zoom WECs. The Witties are really cool. Those are resin balsa imitators.
DTs, okay.
I agree, Jacob. DTs are my jam when in doubt.
Yeah. I got a couple of them. I do need to pick up some. there was a couple colors that I wanted to get them in.
Nice. It's like 110 on YouTube right now.
Yeah. That, and it's one of those things too. Everything works a little different. So you know, I've got DTs, I've got Bagleys, I've got this, I've got that. It doesn't matter. Throw it. If it works, cool. If it doesn't, tie in a new one.
That doesn't seem right. I'll look it up while we're chatting here, Phil. But I don't think there's an 803 Sumit rod, but I could be wrong. Favorite crankbait color?
Oof. I'm a big fan. Well, I mean, it depends on you know, water clarity. If it's dark, dirty, dingy, stuff like that, I'm throwing on that old school yellow, black, call it a day. If it's clear water, I'm throwing on, you know, the most natural bluegillish bait fish color that I can get. So that's kind of my go-to. After that, if that doesn't work, then I start switching things around and this and that. But just bluegill is bluegill can get, or loud, super loud.
Yeah, it is the 803. So it's rated for 3/8 to 2 ounce, and it says boom boom swim baits and 10XD crankbaits. So I would say it's more of a crankbait rod, and I think it's really designed for his line throughs, which are like those 5-inch swim baits that are kind of small. So that's more what it's designed. So I mean, if you want to throw not giant swim baits, but smaller stuff, that might be okay. Crankbaits, it's not a true like big bait rod. Let's see here. So Dave, you've got one. Tell them what you like it for, what it's good for. Yeah, my favorite crankbait, or like my favorite color is basically the parrot, something like this, the citrus shad, the parrots. Those are my favorites. Thank you, Monty McWilliams, for the super chat. Awesome, really? Buddy. Truly appreciate it. That's awesome. Monty's the man. How things in Tennessee, Monty? I think the Vols won, didn't they? They beat Vandy this week. I don't know. Is it still duck season? I figured you'd be duck hunting right now, Monty.
I think it should be. Flat.
I think that's a mega bass. I have not.
It's hard for me to spend $20-25 on a single bait. I just swallow my pride and actually buy jackhammers. But I'll tell you what, I was a guy that I'm like, jackhammers, yeah, okay, I get it. You tie one on, you start throwing it around, you start catching fish. It feels different than a normal, you know, chatterbait or bladed jig. So, yeah, I'm happy I bought them, caught a bunch of fish on them. So, yeah. You know, it's just tough to go, and especially in Minnesota up north where we got a lot of toothy critters that'll steal everything. You know, it's tough to go out and spend $17 on a jig. You know, you're going to beat up. It's going to get bit off at some point. So, but if it catches fish, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I still got quite a few 110s, but that's the only mega bass bait that I've really spent money on. Favorite all around bass crankbait for Clearwater, Northern Minnesota. For me, a DT6 in like a parrot or a bluegill color has been money for me, Northern Minnesota. I do believe the Fury 806 would be much better for larger baits than the 803. So he goes, he throws 5-inch mag drafts and then 8 and 10 XDs on that.
Smaller A-rig.
So he says it's really similar to the 806 crankbait rod. I haven't said that I tried the new 1.5 Lucky Crafts. All right. Matthew says, I need another rod for jigs and small swim baits, like 3/8 to 2 ounce, 1 3/4 ounce, like black Owen for 3 this morning. Any better options? So you're saying like jigs as in like these jigs and swim baits, or just jig headed swim baits?
Yeah.
But I would probably say like a 734 Dobbins would be a really good pick for that, what you're saying. A Champ XP would be a really good rod, or any of the other ones in the 734 series.
3/8 to 2 ounce is a mighty big swing.
Yeah.
Be tough to find a rod that would work with both of that, where you can, you know, it can hold the 2 ounces, it can, you know, handle that, and then you can still work the smaller baits.
I have not tried the Stealth Blades. I've not bought any Stealth Blades yet. I think they were they on sale or special somewhere? I
don't remember. Yeah, I saw somebody grabbed a bunch. It might have been Tackle Warehouse or something like that. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? On the Stealth
Blade? I don't know. Like,
oh my goodness, that looks like it would be such a, you know, a big deal. It's like just throw a blade at jig.
To me, it's a niche thing. Like, it's like, I think a Stealth Blade is closer to a swim jig than a regular chatterbait. So if it's like, I don't know, I think a real niche situation when it would, to me, more times I'm just going to go one or the other, but there's probably a time where that window in between.
Right.
I've caught mag drafts on Smith Mountain. I caught some fish on a mag draft on Smith Mountain Lake, but I haven't caught many since then.
Never thrown a mag draft. Once again, I can't get myself to spend that much money.
So for chatter or treble hook baits, like for crankbaits, I mainly throw Dobbins like 704, 705, 735 crankbait rods, the graphite versions. Chatterbait, I've gone to the Sierra 734C, which is a graphite rod with a really moderate action. And I use the Sierras for like spinnerbaits and chatterbaits. Swim jigs, I'll use like usually a 4-power Dobbins, like a 734C type thing for swim jigs. For topwaters, I use like 3-power like Furies or Sierras and then throw braid with a short mono leader.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be a bad choice either, JJ, for what he was saying, 3/8 to 2 ounces.
So you got to learn. I got to give it into Omni and learn all these Dobbins rods, so I know what the hell you're talking about.
How many rods should a Koenigsegg take on a tournament setting? I'd say 5 to maybe 8. I think 5 to 7 is a sweet spot. If you really need an 8th rod, that's okay. But getting over 8, that's really, I think you're complicating things too much. But 4 to 6, 8 on the extreme side. Matthew likes the Caden 714. He throws the S-Waver 120 and jigs. So that sounds like a good match. Jacob's trying to throw a smoke screen.
Yeah, exactly.
Lucky says he's done well on it.
The Yodo. It'll be one of those things where I'll pick up one, you know, throw it. If I catch a fish, then I'll go buy all of them. One of them deals.
Yeah, I just not into glass. People love glass rods. The people that do, all good for you. You're just not for me. So,
yeah, I pretty much just throw something about 7.2, nice and moderate, that kind of thing. So when something does hit it, you know, even in the non-glass, it's got enough give to where you're not going to lose any fish. And I'm not a glass guy. I like being able to feel the bait, feel the structure it's bouncing off of. And I rarely really lose any fish because of the rod. It's something I do dumb, like close to the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I could talk in like medium heavy, stuff like that. But the thing is, like from rod manufacturer to rod manufacturer, there is no standard for medium or medium heavy or fast or moderate. So Dobbins are the only rods that I've used for like 10 years. And that's all I know. And so I tend to talk in the models because that's how I remember them. I don't remember if a 3-power is a medium heavy or a medium. I just know what the actions mean and what they do. So sorry, yeah. Sycamore, but I could pretend to be like, oh, get a 7-foot medium heavy, but everybody's 7-foot medium heavy is a little different.
Right. I think one of the most important things, if you're looking to buy a rod and you put it out there, hey, does anybody have this rod that's near me that I can try out for this technique? Hook up with them, go fishing, try the rod out. You know, it's might be a little tough, but, you know, just try to get rods in your hands, try them all out. You know, I use Bass X. I like the Bass X line. They're an affordable rod, and for that price, you really can't beat it. And then I use, you know, $250 rods. I don't pay much attention to after I, you know, initially go, okay, I'm looking for this. They're like, okay, this one will work. Okay, cool. It's a 7.2 medium, heavy, fast action. That's cool. So I know what range I'm in. But then when I start tying things on and throwing it, it might not work for what I'm using it for. So then what I'll do is I'll find something in my boat that it does work for. And then it's a dedicated that rod. So.
Yeah. Cool. Justin, both, but primarily fluoro. If I'm fishing a swim jig around pads and heavy slop, or I'm using it almost like a frog and like reeling over duckweed and stuff on the river, I'll throw it on braid. But then I make sure I'm definitely bumping up to the Super K swim jigs for that, because they got a stouter hook. Whereas like if you try to throw like a Brovarney or a real light wire hook with braid, sometimes they don't hold up to the braid.
What are you throwing for poundage in that fluoro? I'm throwing like 20 for my swim jigs.
Yeah, probably more 17, but
okay.
I don't know. I hadn't heard that. If he is, it wouldn't shock me, because I'm pretty sure that he would love to fish another classic. I doubt that he's trying to qualify for the elites, because he's such a heavy owner in the MLF BPT, but who knows? I have not gotten into the big bait Chad Shad, but I hear good things about it. Yeah, the 806 is it's a big rod, and I had the 805 flip punch, I think, in the Champion Extreme, and man, like, it wore on me. I've come back to the 795, and it's just a lot little easier to fish all day, a little less fatigue. So unless you're really, you know, if you're down in Florida or Falcon where you got the chance of catching a 10 pounder, I don't know that you need anything more than a 795 in Illinois, Dustin.
Yeah, that's one thing I've done is it's like flipping the thick stuff here, and it's like, oh, you need this giant telephone pole. Yeah, it's all right. But after a while, man, it just wears you out. And then you go back down a little lighter, a little smaller. And it's like, okay, I can still land them. Easier to, it doesn't wear on you as much. So
yeah, so like normal, like foil flipping and stuff like that, what you're talking about with, you know, for most of that stuff I just use a 7.3, 7.4, you know, heavy type rod. Yeah. from Dobbins, like a 5 power Dobbins 7.35, 7.45, that jig special rod. I only break out the 7.95 when I'm like actually punching a mat.
Yeah.
John Cox actually talked about this on the MLF podcast, and basically, there was too many schedule conflicts, and he could fish the full MLF Pro Circuit and the full Elite Series. And I think there's only one conflict if he makes the title championship in the Pro Circuit, which he probably will. So he's probably going to miss Oahe when he ends up making the title championship for the. So basically, he could fish two full circuits. And if he fished the BTT and the Red Crest, there was too many overlaps, and then he'd have to like. And then this way, he feels like he can actually practice. And I don't know, maybe he likes the five fish, but that was his explanation on the MLF podcast.
I mean, it makes sense with what happened last year or this year, whatever you want to call it. And his, that problem he ran into with fishing the one for the same body of water deal.
And he's all about, you know, how many $10,000 checks can I make in a year? That's his business. So, I take no responsibility, Nick. I'm sorry. Not sorry. most of my jigs, the Bass Tech, come with rattles. I usually fish them until they fall off, but I don't replace them after they do. I don't typically fish rattles on swim jigs. I will add rattles to my frogs in thick mats. So sometimes, but not a lot.
You ever add them to a craw tube? Here's
what's up, Gabe, Tin Horse Mon. What's that?
So do you ever add a rattle to a craw tube?
My dad loved to do that all the time. He'd get those big fat tube rattles and shove them up in there. I kind of feel like I mess with your hookup because you're that whole body, you're kind of blocking the hook. So I don't really love it. Man. Have you tried the new Bass X? I have not, Doug.
Nope, not yet. I think Omni has got them in stock, so might be able to go try them out, go look at them anyway, go feel them. But the improvements that they made were things throughout the year that I noticed. And when I saw that video where they talked about them, I was like, yes, I'm glad you made that change. I'm glad you made that change. So if they are, if they're what they're talking about, I'm excited to pick one up, try it, and see if it is really an improvement. And I don't think the price really changed on them much. So if, as long as they didn't go backwards and you got $110, $120, and you want to buy another rod, have at it. I really haven't run into any problems with them either. The only one I broke was my own fault, being a dummy. So,
Nick, it does look like they've got the 704, the 705, the 735, 736. So they got several of the glass rods in the XP. So swing on in. I'm sure Jacob would love to show them to you, or somebody else, or Kip, or somebody like that. Can't keep up. You guys are the 610 4C. Somebody that usually watches the stream and Instagram bought a 610 4C. Who was that? I think he was here. Was that Russ, maybe? But it's supposed to be a dynamite jerkbait rod, especially if you don't like a 7-footer. This is supposed to be their 610 special jerkbait rod. I haven't used it.
That's something I need to get into, is throwing jerkbaits. I got them. I just don't throw them. Oh.
Ryan says he's got the 610. He says he loves it. There's one other person that recently got it. I don't know if he's been out fishing it yet, but I actually tied up a bunch of mono when I went down to Louisiana. Worked great. Big game. I heard something about the Christmas party gone bad frog. I haven't actually seen it. There's some kind of special at Tackle Warehouse. I haven't looked at it. No plans to try the Gilly at this point.
See, that's I want to first see one in real life, and then I want to throw one.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, Omni had him in for about a minute.
Yeah,
then they disappeared.
They look incredible, especially the. They look really nice.
Oh, here's the Christmas tree.
Yeah, plus, gillies are all. Well, they've got HD perch.
All right.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say they've got the HD perch and the HD warmouth in the 5 1/10. But other than that,
yeah, they have the big ones left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this frog would absolutely catch fish. No reason it wouldn't.
Did you see the one that was done? What was it, like a cob of corn or something? They made one for Thanksgiving. I
mean, no reason. I mean, I couldn't catch one right now. There's no reason. That's a dark frog. It's basically a dark green.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to buy it, but I could definitely catch one on it. I feel like Debo falling behind on the comments. I always give him crap. No news, Austin. I need to get going on that.
You looking for a new boat? I'm trying to catch
up since I get back from Louisiana. Maybe. Omni does not have their own rods, but they have just about everybody else's rods. I think what people were talking about was trying some of the Dobbins rods, getting their hands on them, because they do have a showroom. But yeah, they have Daiwa, they have St. Croix, they have Loomis, they've got Miller, they've got Dobbins, Shimano, some Abus, there's some that are Megabass. They've got a lot of rods, so.
Yeah. And they keep, the nice thing about Omni is they keep adding and adding and adding. And if you want something, that they don't have, contact them and ask them. Because if they don't know people want it, they're not going to bring it in. So if there's something you want, let them know. They might bring it in. They might not, but at least let them know what you want.
Yeah. When I throw a Ned, that's the rod I throw it on, Kyle. I think, Chris Russ, you got the 610 jerkbait rod that I was talking about. Man. Yeah. This 610-4 is actually the jig skipping rod. Different action completely. I haven't looked at the descriptions. Alan's catching him on the Rapless Shadow Wrap, sinking.
I know somebody asked who makes craw tubes. I'm just a fan of the Big Bite baits. They make, I don't know, pretty much the most used craw tube that I know.
Yeah, you can buy them in bulk bags, I think. I think even Omni has the bulk. Don't they have like the 20 packs or 25 packs or something?
Yeah, it's 25 packs. And then I don't know if they've got the 100
packs. You just get your bag of green pumpkin and a bag of $10.99 and you're ready to go.
Pretty much. I do like that the one that's got the orange in it every once in a while, though. Real crayfish looking one. That one every once in a while catches.
I tried to get Baitman to come on tonight. He would have been able to tell you what's in the secret box, but he had to go to work or something. Yes, there is some shade at the gillies that they're too close of an imitation to the flat gill JDM bait. Fishing with Gramps is not happy that he gets the same square bills and shaky head worms and all his 6 cent backs. Or was that fish? No, it wasn't you. It was Mr. Bass that was complaining about that. All right, let's open something.
Yeah,
we're an hour in. We should probably get this given away. So I'm gonna pop
it. It's officially past my bedtime. So let's make this worth.
So like we gotta get to. So we'll do this, and we'll get into Doug's wish list. Yep. And then we'll open up that black mystery box that I got over here after we go over his wish list. We're just trying to keep up. All right, so this is an Omnia box, just a leftover box. But this is stuff that I just grabbed. If you're familiar with, like, Loomis numbers, I would say that the Dobbins numbers are at least a half power lighter than What's up, Ray? The Koang champ. What's up, buddy? It's not going to be a hashtag giveaway. Actually, I'm going to pull a comment from the last stream's video. So while I'm looking at these, if you haven't left a comment on last week's stream, that'll be your chance here. So I threw some stuff together that I had in here. So bait number one is this BioVex Amp Deep Runner in Bass Color. This is a JDM bait. Kind of a cool paint job. It runs, I forget how deep, but it's a deep diver. But so that's bait number one in this box. And then I got a Terminator titanium buzz bait. I think it's a 3/8 ounce in kind of a shad silver color. Used to catch a ton of fish on these, probably still could. All right, Super Spook Junior and Bone, the only color you need for topwaters. Fish catcher. I just have so much confidence in my Vixens and stuff. I just never get around to throwing it. So giving it away to somebody else. All right. Another deep diver Amp crankbait in Fire Tiger. All around producer. Great color. All colors of water. Yes. Yummy, yummy. All right, what else we got? And then we got a bag of boomsticks in watermelon red. So this is your typical stick bait. Mm-hmm. Watermelon red, good color from Arsenal. There's a bag of those in there. That is the video that you need to leave a comment on, Fishing the Southeast. And then we've got a rattling spook, regular sized in bone.
Nice.
So I think that's it. I mean, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 baits all open. I don't know, whatever. They're all probably $5, $6, $7 a piece. So it's probably, I don't know, $40 with a tackle. So that's what you're aiming for. So let me know in the chat what bait you're most excited about. And I'm going to pull up. The giveaway tool. We're going to use a slightly different giveaway tool. We're going to do the pick a comment. I should have had this up before. I decided to mix myself a cocktail instead of doing that. Rattle and Spook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Chrome or Bone or Go Home.
Yep.
Yeah. So we got some topwaters. We got some crankbaits. We got some, yeah, these are all good baits. None of that is junk. Those are all fish catchers. I promise you that. Let me find the URL from last week's stream. So, Doug,
yes, sir.
Why don't you start talking about, give us some context of the wish list while I'm getting this pulled up.
All right. Well, he's like, hey, come up with a wish list, you know, 3 to 5 things or something like that. I came up with six, seven.
Oh, such an overachiever.
Yeah, well, you can tell me to stop anytime. But, well, one of them we've already talked about. So I'll just mention the ghillie, but it's things for me, my wish list of some things I've want to try because I just want to try it, like the ghillie, or something that I know that's worked that I want to put into my arsenal, or some things that I just want to try out because they're new and I might need it anyway, type of deal.
These are all things that Doug would not be disappointed if they ended up in his stocking or under the Christmas tree.
Yeah, there you go.
That's exactly that's what the ask was.
Okay. Well, either way, yeah, oh. I'm not going to be disappointed at all. So my first thing, am I running through it or are we waiting?
No, I'm going to do the giveaway. Okay. Catch up on comments here. Let me do it here. All right, filter duplicate users. Get this, should be
Vanessa. My wish list is everything. Well, I mean, there is that. Yeah, you could give me some sort of musky bait, and I'll take it. Wish lists are hard to narrow down. Yeah, oh,
man, it's going. Man, I blew it.
Oh, jeez.
Trust me, it went. Dax Marshall is the winner. I think I saw him on stream tonight. Maybe I'm imagining things. So there was 49 people in there. His comment was, good job as always, Rich. And his comment was 12-2. So it looks like he might have got in on the last chance round. So Dax, hit me up. Congratulations. You won some sweet topwaters, crankbaits, and some boomsticks. Nice. All right. So that's that. All right.
Nice.
Congratulations, Dax.
Yeah.
Get a hold of me on Instagram. Send me an email. Da 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 da. You know the drill. Instagram, Facebook, wherever you can get a hold of me, Dax. Leave a comment. We'll get to it, and I'll get this shipped out. So congratulations. Thanks to everybody for your comments. That was awesome. We are going to open this up and look at this later. But let's talk about Doug's wish list.
All right.
I think I can add it to the stream.
Yes, sir.
Now, I can't scroll, though. But actually, before we get into that, one thing to remind everybody is Omnia fishing wish lists. And you've got yours filled out on Omnia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how long this goes, but if you fill out a wish list and you email it to your family or whoever you want to buy a gift, through December 14th, so you got 2 more weeks, essentially, there's going to be 2 more people that are going to win. I think you get, what is it, $200 or $250? It's a big gift card, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Yeah, they took
it. You can watch the video that Sam talks, but I'm pretty sure it's like $2 or $250 or $100. I mean, it's substantial gift card. Mm-hmm. These are the – I don't see any Hella crew here. Actually, you know what? Aiden, is that you, Aiden Bates? That one, I think this is a Team Hella guy right here. So let's make sure everybody goes out, fills out their wish list like Doug's going to show us, email it with your friends and people are going to buy you gifts so you get what you wanted. You can send it to me. I'm not going to buy anything, but you can send it to me just so you can get into the giveaway. And let's make sure the next 2 people that win are on Team Hella. So, all right.
All right, so first, let's show people here just something real quick. How to use a to actually add something to the wish list.
You have to create an account.
Yep. You need an account. Yep. And then you got, you click on your bait and then right here, just add to your wish list. And then when you want to find it, you just go up to your dashboard and then on the right there, we'll bring up your wish list.
So Aiden right here is proof that you can be a winner. How much was your gift card, Aiden? Let us know in the chat.
I think it's like $250. They've been doing big Aiden, gift cards.
We can confirm, but that'd be no joke, Chris, for sure. All right. So what do we all got here?
All right. So first thing up is the ghillie. I don't know.
About that earlier.
Yep. So I just, it's one of those things. It's. I want the smaller ones though. The 3.5 or the. I don't want the big one. I want the smaller one. So that's that one. I just think it's cool looking when it's swimming in the water, and the paint job, whatever you want to call it, is so real. It's one of the most realistic things that I've seen. So yeah,
And so you can go, if you go down, right, you can pick which size and which color to add to your wish list. So you can be very specific. Now they're out of stock, so hopefully they come in stock for Christmas. But if you want the 3-inch in crappie or the 4-inch in bluegill or the 1/2 ounce in black and blue or whatever, you can be very specific so that if somebody goes in and shops your list, you're going to get exactly what you want. There's no confusion. You'll get what you want under the tree in your stocking.
Yep. And you can even add it to your wish list, even if it's out of stock. And then if you didn't know, if it's out of stock, hit this email me and they will email you the moment that it's put into the system and available for sale. But if it's something popular, jump on it quick.
Don't wait till you get home from work. Like, take a bathroom break and order it on your phone.
Just tell the person you're talking to, hold on a second, I got to buy this Firecraw jackhammer right now. So, the ghillie, and it's, it's just kind of one of those goofy things. So why not? This here, I want to try the Minnesota rig. I do. I just, for the only thing that's keeping me from doing it, and that's why it's on my wish list, it's almost $30. I think in certain bodies of water and it would do really, really, really well here. The only problem is I would need a new rod and reel to hold up to that. So, I don't think I'd have anything that big. Another thing I want to get into and try this year is throwing spoons. I've never really thrown a spoon. I don't know a lot about it. So this is something I want to learn, but it's just kind of finding the information on it is kind of difficult because it doesn't seem like there's a lot, or maybe I'm just looking in the wrong place, but I don't know if this is a good spoon or not. I'm guessing it's gotta be a good one. I mean, I don't know. Omni doesn't buy junk. So that spoon, I want to get into spoons, try it out, kind of see when, where, how, why, stuff like that.
So would you be the big spoon or the little spoon?
I am 200 and actually I lost a bunch of weight, 225 pounds. So I don't know. Depends on who I'm with, I guess.
Is this like the wedding registry you never had, Doug?
Yes, it is. Yeah. My wife never let me put cool stuff on that. So this is what is it, like 15 years, something like that? I don't know. We've been married a while. Yeah, this is my wedding registry. Next up, I need another one of these. And this is what I use for a lot of my crankbaits, chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, all that kind of stuff. I throw it on not this new one, but the original St. Croix Bass X 7.2 medium heavy moderate action. And I absolutely love it. So I'm going to get one of these regardless, but if somebody's feeling nice, they can buy me one for Christmas.
And then you can do a head to head comparison on your YouTube channel, comparing the old versus the new Bass X.
There you go. Yeah. I think the old one in the moderate might be a 7.1. So I can't quite remember. Next up would be, this is why I asked you that question. So I had it right. About a 200 would be about right. Nice. To go with. And actually, do I have one of these yet? I don't know. But anyway, this would go on that setup. And that would what I'm looking for a little bit, a little deeper stuff than what I'm throwing now. And this one here, I think on a drop shot would be absolutely ridiculously killer on Lake Mille Lacs for smallmouth.
The small ones?
Yeah. Yeah. They got, looks like they just have the 3.8 in this clear candy gill, but I think this color would be absolutely killer on Mille Lacs Lake. And
Nethead, drop shot.
Yep. Yeah, it's just a very intriguing bait. Very intriguing bait. It's like something, if I was ever to design one, this was something like I would probably do. But
so that's for mutual pleasure.
Yeah, 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 right. And then because we've got the owner Flashy Swimmer, and the reason I got this in there is because Clay used this thing and absolutely hammered fish on the St. Croix on it. And yeah, I just need some of those, so I'll be getting some of these regardless.
What was he throwing on the Flashy Swimmers?
It was, oh, goodness gracious. What's their names?
Like Skinny Dippers or?
No, it was the Paddle Tail.
Kytex?
Yes, the Kytex Paddle Tail. And yeah, caught just the absolute mess out of the fish. And then the last, no, that's my list. This was just that one I added to show everybody. But
hey, black and blue jig, you'll take some of those too.
Yeah, right. Not black and blue, green pumpkin. Do they got any cool colors? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Green pumpkin and black and blue mixtures. So that's my wish list. If I was to buy stuff right now at Omnia, and if, you know, ended up under the tree, wouldn't be disappointed.
Sweet.
Oh, look at
Kyle
that.
Kyle says the new ones are considerably lighter, in his opinion.
Are they? Okay. Well, that could be good, and it could be bad. I don't know.
Feel free to ask your question, Aiden. Yeah, Daniel, I don't think we're going to go way. This isn't going to be a 3-hour midnight stream like last week with Punch on the night on Thanksgiving Eve. So,
no.
Thanks for tuning in, Daniel. Awesome to see you. So, all right. So, somebody wanted to send me something to review. So, we're going to pop this open. Feel free to ask questions. We'll answer a few more questions in the chat. Probably can guess where this probably originated from based on the amount of packaging and wrapping, but oh, actually it's a nice looking box. So
victory.
It's a spinner reel.
Uh-oh.
Spinner pole reel. So I know nothing about this company. But I thought, hey, it'd be a unique opportunity to look. So it's a Runkle.
A what?
Titan 2 4000. I think that's how you pronounce it, Runkle.
Hmm.
It says, Runkle provides anglers with the most precise and durable reels, rods, and fishing equipment to ensure anglers are successful on the water. Made in China. That's a lot of things. So let's... So comes with a little felt bag. It's a pretty good size reel for $4,000. Comes with a little sticker. That's what they're kind of a cool looking brand logo.
Oh, I like that logo. Yeah. A little honey badger.
Like a honey badger, a wolverine or something. It does come with some schematics if you're into that kind of details. And Born to Win, little note from them. So, yeah, like I said, I don't know much about it. Feels pretty substantial. In the review, I'm going to do a video review on it. The completely honest, it doesn't feel super light. It looks really cool. I mean, it's got the cutouts, the black and red. It would look really sweet on like a Caden or something like that. The reel's on the wrong hand side, but I can fix that. But I'm gonna do a review. I'll probably compare it to like a Fuego, which is probably a 4000 size Fuego. Get you weights. I'll probably spool it up, make some casts with it. Maybe I'll get on the Mississippi fish a little bit, test out the drag, and give you my honest opinion. And if it sucks, I'll tell you it sucks. If I think it's awesome, I'll tell you. I have no vested interest one way or the other. But
do we have any idea what the price point is on that thing?
I'd have to look it up. I think I want to say like the regular price is like 80 or 90 or 70, but then like usually you can find them like on Amazon with a pretty, like they're cut down to like 40 or 50. Okay. So but I mean, it feels relatively smooth, but it feels pretty darn heavy. Yeah. That's initial, but we'll get into that. I'll do a full breakdown on it. So that's in the future.
How does the drag sound? Does it have a nice sound to it, or is it obnoxious, or just
very tinny?
Yeah, very tinny. Yeah,
you get a little closer to the mic.
Oof.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. Yeah. It might be a good budget option. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Dude, I still use Shimano Siennas for $35, so whatever, and they still work. So
yeah, it's not. Yeah, I mean we'll give it a fair shake. Yeah. Sean says his ancestors and forefathers built it.
Oh no!
Oh god! Yeah, but it costs $80 to ship it these days. So
Brian says it's $61.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, like there are some Shimano and Daiwa. I mean, like Daiwa Revros is an amazing reel at that $50 price point. So we'll see. Yeah. I made no promises that there was going to be a glowing review. I just said I would do a review on it.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So yeah, I think this week I'm going to come out with like a top 10 ideas for the gift lists, video for people looking. So if you need more help picking out stuff you're shopping, or you need to send somebody a video, like, hey, if you want to shop for me, here's some ideas. So that's probably coming up. I'll probably create my own wish list as well. And that'll be coming out next week. I don't have a plan for next week's stream, because I might have to work travel. So to be determined. It could be Wednesday, it could be Thursday. There is a strong potential that December 15th, the one and only Amazing Fighter Man will be on the stream. How about that?
Wow.
So as long as I don't have to work travel on December 15th, tentatively got a hold of Seth. He's done hunting for a couple weeks before Christmas, and hopefully we make that happen. And I think the week after that, Josh Douglas. So should be some really good streams coming up. Lots of exciting stuff. And maybe the 15th, or not the 15th, but maybe next, I don't know. And we're also going to do another giveaway stream with Brian. So lots of good stuff. I'm working on another thing where maybe I do an exchange with another content creator and do another giveaway. So plan on giving away a bunch of tackle, a bunch of gear on the streams and in videos and things like that in the coming weeks, and having some good guests and rolling into the new year. So I don't know, anything you got going on your stuff, or anything exciting coming up for you on the SmackDown, Doug?
Just kind of the same old, man. Just keep talking to people about fishing in the outdoors. I don't have anybody like the Fighter Man on. I'll be tuning in for that one. So make sure I got to make sure I get hit the notification bell so you get reminded when.
Okay, you got six new subs tonight, Doug.
Did I get six new ones? I appreciate that, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you. But yeah, no, I got, if you're a walleye guy and you like ice fishing and whatnot, I got Jeff Jiggy Anderson on next week. And then after the week after that, I should be having the guys from the Crappie Chronicles on, who I believe tonight launched season 2. Oh, yeah. So go check that out.
If you're into self-abuse or ice fishing, check out the Crappie Chronicles.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they catch good ones, catch better ones than I do.
JJ, I think you're talking about these Arsenal.
Tactical minnows.
Yeah, I love these on bladed jigs and spinnerbaits. You can find them at Omnia, or you can find them right at Arsenal. Arsenal's actually running a big sale right now. There's some good deals. If you go look at their social, or go look at my Facebook, there should be some links or that show what the deals are. I think if you buy like 4, you get a free pack, and they're already 30% off or something like that.
Yeah. I looked for it on the Omnia site, but another thing on my wish list is the Assault Bug from Arsenal. That thing for flipping on Lake Minnetonka, and I think it might be the Okeechobee color. It's the green and blue mixture. That thing was absolutely nuts. They gave away some at the Viking Invitational. I got some in the goodie bag and used it that day, caught a bunch of fish. Really, really, really liked it. So that'll be something else that I'll be stocking up on. And of course, you got a discount code for that Hella Bass 15, it looks like. So go buy some.
You can totally use that, but right now you might as well just use the sale that they have. I'm sure it would help me if you use that, but like they're cheaper just to buy them through their sale.
Oh, do they got a better sale? Okay.
Yeah. They have a Cyber Week all we.
Gotcha. Appreciate it, Daniel. No, Sly Fox Fishing. Appreciate it.
Let's see, so we'll give it like 10 more minutes of questions and stuff, and then we'll wrap it up tonight.
Punch Fishing's got a question for me.
Thing I love about my boat and hate it. I mean, I've caught a ton of fish out of my boat. It's been a great fishing platform. I love how nimble and quick it is. I wish it was a little better in really big water and top end speed. And then I wish the front deck was a little wider for laying out rods and stuff like that. But
I've got a 1650 Crestliner Pro Tiller. Thing I love about it, there's space for days all over that boat. Thing I hate about it, it's a tiller, so it doesn't have a very big motor on it. So
favorite colors, I like the flashbang white on like chartreuse and white spinnerbaits and chartreuse and white or anything shad colored like bladed jigs. And then probably the other color I really like the best is the bluegill color. I'll throw that on the back of most of my like green pumpkin or bluegill colored chatterbaits or bladed jigs. And occasionally I'll use the green pumpkin. Those are the three main colors I use. Because even the bluegill I even put on the back of like a black and blue. So
yeah,
but they have other good colors. I guess it's confidence. Hidden talents.
My hidden talent.
Your beard growth is an unhidden talent.
Yeah, that's an unhidden talent. My golf game. I'm a pretty good golfer, like legitimate golfer. So, not that it's really hidden. I mean, I've talked about it before, but I fish, I hunt, I live stream. And I golf every once in a while now. So, you know, I used to golf a ton. Like I was a teacher and all sorts of stuff. But yeah, my life consists of work, hunt, fish, and go live on the internet.
Yeah. That's interesting. This is like, I don't know if this is what you're talking about, Daniel, but I don't know if people notice this, but like if you add a rod to your cart on. And you can use the code HUSNumber15, but it also puts in TW103 Daiwa 25% off code if you buy a rod. So it would take this to Tula from $199 to $149. Just saying, if anybody knew that.
So if anybody's feeling froggy and they feel like getting me that new Bass X rod, the reel's going to be much cheaper now. So
in case Mrs. Glimmerveen is watching the stream, which she's probably not.
She will not buy me anything outdoors because, as she puts it, I never buy the right stuff. I just tell her, gift cards. Just get me gift cards.
But that's the thing, is that with the wish list, you can't buy the wrong thing.
Well, that's true. Yes.
That's the whole point.
Right.
I have not tried out the big blade. I almost bought some before I went to Louisiana, but I didn't.
How much bigger are they?
They're pretty, the blades are pretty big. Are like they? Double the square area, I feel like.
Okay. I think you got to go up a size. Like if you're throwing a half ounce normal, you got to go probably to like the next one up.
I don't think they start at like half ounce and then they go up to like 3/4 and 1 ounce. Like they come in heavier sizes.
Right.
Gramps wants to know what mic you're using.
Oh, this is a Sennheiser E835, and that is run into a Zoom L8 or LiveTrack L8 soundboard.
I guess sound really bad.
My voice just sounds this silky smooth all the time.
He doesn't care what mic I'm using. Thanks, Gramps.
Well, it's right in front of my face here, so it's probably...
I always wonder, should I flex and have my mic in front of my face to seem like more official, or?
I'm actually going a different setup, so I don't have a mic in front of my face. Like I got rid of the headphones. I'm actually using the kind of like broadcaster go over the ear headphone deals.
Boom! You're gonna have the boom right, like right up here, right out of.
Yep.
Ray, for like spinner baits and like smally chatter baits, I like the 3.5-inch tactical minnow. And then for most of my bladed jigs, like when I'm throwing for largemouth and like bluegill, then I'll use that four or 4.5-inch, the bigger size. So I use the biggest size most of the time. And then if I'm smally fishing or trying to throw a little smaller crumpet, I'll use the 3.5-inch. I rarely use the 3-inch. The 3-inch is really small.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. A Yeti X. Okay.
I only bring you the juice, Sean. You know that.
Yeah, that is a good deal.
Because cash, you spend all your money on fishing stuff anyways, but some people get distracted when they get cash and they don't spend it on fishing stuff.
Right.
Punch says the big blades are Dwayne Johnson big.
Got to use the 3/4. Okay, yeah.
What brand is the lava lamp? Those are just LED lights. They're like $10 LED lights. There you go. That's Big Blade is the Rock, and the jackhammer is Kevin Hart.
Yeah. You might have been talking about my lava lamp behind me here. It's an actual lava lamp.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
An actual old school lava lamp I got from my buddy's dad. I got from my buddy because his dad died. And actually, his dad was the one that got me into fishing like Senkos and a lot more plastics. So it's kind of my memorial to him. So
it's a cool story. All right. Last 5 minutes for questions.
Yeah. What do we got?
You can send your wish list to me. I'll review them and rate them. Would that be interesting? Would you guys want to have a stream where you submit your wish list and then Hella rates your wish list or rates them or what do they, call it? Roasts your wish list?
Yeah, I was going to say rates or roasts. Like, oh yeah, you got some great stuff picked up.
Let me know if anybody would want to send their wish list to me and have me review your wish list on a future stream.
Okay, how
maybe we'll do that on the giveaway stream with Brian. Brian and I will discuss your wish list.
So how did my wish list rate?
It's decent. I only asked you for a handful. I'm guessing if you had more time, you would have made it a little more robust.
Oh yeah.
But otherwise there's some solid stuff on there. You had good logic. We'd limit it to just maybe 5 or 10 items. We talk about our that type of stuff. Pete's toppings.
Oh, just throw as much meat, cheese on there as you can.
I was gonna guess. He's not big on like
no,
just cheese and veggies.
No, and no, pineapple does not belong on pizza.
I don't mind a slice here and there, but I never want like a full on. Like I wouldn't order a whole pizza like that. Like I don't mind a Hawaiian, like I could just eat 5 slices of like sausage and pepperoni and then like a little chaser of some pepperoni or the Hawaiian or something. But
Northland Tackle, the new coffin spoon is a great bait. I've already used that last year. And then you can never go wrong with just a buckshot spoon.
And you can find those at Omnia?
No, you can't. I don't know what Omni has for baits for ice fishing.
Aiden says no pineapple. Punch says pineapple on everything. Dude, nothing wrong with catching a steely, bro.
Nice.
Moyu Bassin, we're just wrapping up. We gave away some tackle. We looked at a reel. We talked about wish lists for Christmas. We answered a whole bunch of people's questions. You can always catch the replay or the podcast. Ooh, look at this. Kirk Gravy says fantasy wishlist contest, $50 budget. So if the winner means that's interesting. So if everybody submitted their wish lists and then the best wish list, we would buy it for them.
What would be the criteria for winning?
That's a good question. It would be 112% subjective.
Right. Like you would have to come up with, this is what we're looking for.
Yeah, it'd have to be like
creative. You
know, or maybe like I could pick one and Brian could pick one and then we could purchase it. So we'd be like, I don't know. I'll talk to Brian on that offline. We'll see if we can come up with something. And if we do it, I'll post, you know, the community tab on my where I post and you see that, like that's where we would take submissions and we would try to talk about at least one stream beforehand. So
you create a wish list and then whoever gets closest to your same exact wish list
interesting
is the winner.
Like if you could guess what's my or Brian's wish list and the closest match. Interesting.
Down to the size and the color just for tiebreakers.
David wants me to be his personal shopper and make him a wish list. Yeah. We could do this right now. Like, mm-hmm. get a couple DT6s, a couple OG Slims, and a couple Six Sense Quakes in colors you think look good. Shad, bluegill, crawfish. Like, keep it simple.
Yeah.
A couple lipless baits, a couple DT6s, a couple OGs. Fish those over the edges of the weeds. You start catching fish on those, then we can start talking about DT10s and deeper and stuff. But like, start in that 4 to 6 foot. They're great around. The DT6 is so good in Minnesota. It comes through grass so good, and lipless are so good because there's so much grass. Start there. If you get bit and you like it, then we can pump it up. No. $50 rate, and then roast, and then random draw is probably the way. Like, rate and roast, and then a random draw is probably only member. We definitely would be bonuses for members for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we would exclude our non-member friends. I mean, Ecstasy would be on my wish list for sure. I don't know that anybody's going to buy it for me, but it would be on there.
Is that expensive?
They're like $550.
Oof. Yeah. Don't expect that from me. Sorry.
That's the thing. Is like, we'd almost have to be like the rate, I don't know, like the roasting wish list. It might be more fun to do like a all out, like whatever you want to put on there. And then maybe another one where we keep it to a certain time, but maybe the all out, we would just like give them a gift card and they could just put towards their wish list. And then maybe we have the category. I don't know. We'd have to think of something. Could be fun though. Yeah. I like it. Mm-hmm. We're close. We were almost frozen in the cities. Now we're unfrozen, but we'll be frozen again soon.
What's the one on 65 there?
But Northern Minnesota, they're ice fishing like up by Winnie and Red, yeah. Right? They're full on ice up there.
Oh yeah. They're out. They've been out on Red since Thanksgiving weekend.
Moyo says the Ecstasy are the real deal. How many you got, Moyo? Message you that. Didn't you write it down? You can watch the replay.
Yeah. Just
have Vanessa take some notes. Like, what if your wife doesn't take notes, what good is she?
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Well, it's 9:45. I had a great time. Thanks for coming on, Doug. If you guys want to check out a more outdoorsy, wide-ranging podcast, check out SmackDown Outdoors. There's also some YouTube content. If you guys came in late, check out the replay. Watch the community tab for the schedule for the upcoming week. And she was supposed to listen. That's what the point was. Catch the replays. You can check out the podcast. Just search Hella Bass in your favorite YouTube app. Watch the community tab for schedules. We'll see what we do next week. Hopefully Seth Fighter on the 15th. Hopefully Josh Douglas on the 22nd. And we're going to do some more giveaways before Christmas. And I appreciate all you guys. Super awesome turnout that we had over 100 for a while. And super stoked that we're building momentum as a community. We're almost at 6,000 subs. And just happy to share with all you guys and interact. And everybody catch more big bass and suck less.
Perfect.
Thank you, everybody. As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hella Bass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bass and buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hella Bass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.